Oh yeah, what's up, what's up, what it do? Happy to be back on air. I'm not in the recording studio today. Been experiencing technical difficulties for the past 2 weeks. You may notice I haven't dropped a podcast in about 2 weeks. Been experiencing technical difficulties this week, and I was like, no way I can go 3 weeks without talking to you. Technical difficulties is frustrating as hell. I can't stand it. Don't like it. My recording studio software company that I'm with, trying to get it right, working on things. And I'm just like, I am missing out on talking to you. A lot been going on. And, you know, I want to know how you've been doing. So I just say, you know what? Today I'm going to do this thing on my phone. So I'm recording my episode 68 on my cell phone, my Samsung. And, you know, I'm just rolling with that until this situation get figured out with this recording software and my company, you know, that I'm, you know, subscribed to is working on some things. I'm just going to keep doing this on my phone until they get something together or figure something out. I just can't go 3 weeks without talking to you. I'm just like, no way. You know the routine, @_ClarenceJones on Twitter. Follow me. I'll follow you back. YouTube channel, Clarence Jones Sports Media. Check out the website, cjsportsmedia.com. Back to school is pretty much already here. Some students and student athletes have already, you know, enrolled and back into grade school. Some haven't yet. So I decided today, you know what? I'm going to be talking about student athletes, coaches, AAU coaches, high school coaches, youth coaches, Pop Warner coaches. I'm going to be talking about officials, referees, parents, referees, coaches, student athletes. That's what today's episode is about. Back to school around the corner. And I want to just throw some things out that's been crossing my mind, things that's been going on. That I've been seeing on the internet that I just don't agree with, don't like, and I want to acknowledge it and hope it can help out coaches, referees, parents, and student athletes. So I want to talk about coaches first, AAU coaches, high school coaches. Some of us, not all of us, but some of us out here is not really doing our job 100%. Okay, not all, but some. And when I'm saying some of us are not doing our job 100%, I'm talking about that student athlete, you know, student athletes, okay? Most likely student athletes going to run through a brick wall for us because I'm a coach too, okay? I'm a coach and a referee, okay? And we come across athletes. Most athletes will run through a wall for us. Hey, what do run through a wall mean? You know, that sound violence. That sound domestic violence right there. What are you saying, Clarence? When I'm saying run through the wall, I'm meaning they want to basically make the team, be the team leader, and they want to do and you know what coach they do and be respectful and just don't let you down. Don't let the coaching staff down. Don't let their teammates down. All right. Student athletes, male and females, willing to run through a wall for their coaching staff, for their teammates. So us coaches, some of us coaches, we need to do the same. We need to run through the wall for our student athletes. Hey, what do you mean? I'm the coach, Clarence. College, job course, helping them find a trade, figure out, you know, hey, what are you planning on doing when you leave my program? What are you planning on doing when basketball season is up, when football season is up, soccer season? Okay. What are you planning on doing? And some may say, well, that's the guidance counselor's job. That's the parent's job. That's school administration's job. I'm just a coach. Yeah, you're just a coach. But today, I want to challenge you to be above and beyond that. Because I'm tired of running into student athletes. I see them around town. I call them up, hit them up on social media. Hey, what's going on? You know, some that graduate, some about to graduate. What you doing is you still playing ball, you still, and it's like, no. And I'm like, why? You know, you were great in high school, you were great in AAU, You know, I heard nothing but great things about you, read nothing but great things about you. What's up? Why isn't you going to college? You know, why ain't you in playing sports in college? My coach. Okay, my coach didn't turn in my stats. My coach don't know, you know, how many points I've had this season. My coach didn't did a great tracking of my success or my achievements or my records for his program, him or her program. And coaches, we got to stop that. We got to push that student athlete to be successful. Okay, even if it doesn't include basketball where they play for our program or football, baseball, soccer. It don't have to be sports, but that set our student athletes up for success. Okay, that's how certain practices where it's SAT, ACT, ACT, how your grades looking. Let's have a talking session. Hey, what are you planning on doing when you lead a program? What's your vision? And let's keep in mind, it don't always have to be basketball or sports related. It could be anything. Remember, I just now said student athletes willing to run through a wall for us. So let's run through a wall for them. All right. And I get it. Parents, counselors, got school administrations. They got some part in this. They do. But as our job as coaches, can we go above and beyond? Can we be above and beyond and help student athletes grow? We all know that student athlete or that person we went to school with, we just thought for sure him or her was going to a D1 school, D2, D3, and they not doing nothing. Some in trouble, some not, you know, and it's some of this fall back on the program. How was the athletic program? Was the athletic program successful? How many graduates the athletic program have? How many students went on to play sports, you know, after leaving that program, that athletic program? All right. And believe it or not, you'd be surprised how many student athletes or former student athletes that have already graduated have dealt with that. Okay. Dealt with situations where it's just like, man, my coach just, man, you know, I don't think I can do it. And sometimes these student athletes doesn't see the success in them. And that's where we come in at. We come in and say, hey, you can be successful. What else you like to do besides playing basketball for me, playing football for me, playing baseball for me, playing soccer for me? What else do you like to do? And that's how we grow from there. Let's help them fill out these FAFSA forms. I mean, I've had conversation with student athletes, former student athletes, where it's like, coach didn't even help me out with the FAFSA. You know, SAT, coach never talk about that. ACT, coach never talk about it. And I get it. This is supposed to be teacher's job. So some of you may be listening like, man, you crazy. I'm just a coach. This is not my job. The teacher should be doing that. School administration should be doing that. I get it. Administration boards, teachers. But we can always go extra when it comes to setting a student athlete up for success, right? That's our mission. Whether we AAU coaches, high school coaches, Pop Warner, recreational, youth league. You get what I'm going here. Little league, Pee Wee league. It don't matter. Our job is to try to go above and beyond and be extra. And if you're not coaching in the schools, and you're just coaching, like I said, with a recreational league or some type of league that's not related to school, you can still have sessions like this. Okay, guys, on Friday, we're going to bring our report cards to practice. On Wednesday, we're going to have study night. Even if it's 10 to 15, 20 minutes, you create something else other than just demanding that kids show up on time for practice. They better bring their helmet and their cleats, come prepared, be on time, don't be late, jog, run your laps, exercise, study our playbook, look what we're doing in practice. Instead of just focusing 100% on that, sometimes it helps to just, hey, take 10, 15, 20 minutes out of the day, okay? Before you begin practice, like far as physical practice, and just have a study session. Learn to get to know your player, especially if you're in one of these programs, in one of these leagues where your team stays together from the time they're in the first grade to 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th, far as a rec league, because there are some leagues like that. There are some sports leagues out there where your group stay together. So why not try to get to know them besides sports? And that's how you build. So that's what I'm saying. My job and some of you jobs, far as for coaches, our job, man, is basically to help out men and women coaches, female, male coaches. Our job is to push our student athletes above and beyond. Okay, we can't always focus on just the dubs. How many wins I got? How many championships I got? You know, some of us focus too much on that. Wins, losses, recruitment. You know, we want to get that kid or those kids from such and such. So, you know, we trying to scout. You know, we focus too much on our program as far as the wins and success. We're not doing our job on the other side, running through that wall for that student athlete. Okay. Now, I get it. Some programs, it's all about wins, right? It's all about state championships. And if you ain't winning, you're out of here. You're fired. Well, from the jump, if you were a program like that, you probably shouldn't be with that program. That's not a real good program if that's their only focus. If they only focus is to get the championships and how many, you know, wins and stuff like that, you don't need to be with that program. Nah, why? Why be with that program? You know what I'm saying? No way. So what I'm trying to basically say is this here. When you winning on the court and doing what I just said off the court, you win already. It's a double win for you. Okay. And let's say you're not winning on the court. Okay. You're not winning on the court, but you with a program that's seen you be successful. They seen you go above and beyond for your student athletes. They seen what you're doing in the communities. They seen how much you pushing. Hey, fill out your FAFSA forms. SAT, ACT, you know, having sessions in practice, no basketballs, no footballs, just everybody's all locked in, got their books out, studying, getting ready for the tests. Look, I'm not saying you got to do this for your whole entire practice. I'm not saying you got to do this every day. If you practice 5 days out of the week, find one day where you can at least go for 30 minutes of study session, 20 minutes of study session. All right. Assign different coaches on your staff to say, hey, I want you to, you know, talk to these set of kids who wants to go to college or think about going to college. I want to talk to these, you know, this set of kids that's thinking about maybe Job Corps, because I went to Job Corps too. And I appreciated going to Job Corps. I really did. And you got these other sets of sections of you can do military, army, Navy, Air Force. I mean, I'm just, and I get it. This, man, Clarence, this is too much, man. This is not my job, bro. I just coach. You going too extra with this. But it makes everybody's job easier. It makes the school look good. It makes your program look good. And it makes students want to come to your program. Not because you win in championships, but you care about them after they leave your program. Because most of the time when we recruiting, you know, we only talk about the now. All right. But what happens when that student athlete asks you, well, okay, when I leave your program, what's the plan? All right. Am I set up for success once I leave your program? Let's think about that. We really should really think about that. Okay. Because that goes a long way, believe it or not. It really does. So I just want to talk about that and throw that out there. Don't just be that coach that's always worrying about wins all the time. Don't be that coach that just worrying about the W's nonstop and, you know, hey, you know, that kid better run those laps and, you know, he better study that playbook or she better run faster or she needs to block better. Or don't be that type of coach. Go above and beyond for your student athletes. We can save them in so many ways by following these type of things that's going to help our program and our school grow. And like I just said, even if you're not part of a school, if you're doing a rec league, you know, I'm just a rec league sports, you know, sports coach. You can still do the same thing. Just gave you pointers. All right. Let's save our student athletes from getting involved in trouble. Trouble is so easy to get into. Trouble is so easy to find. But it's hard to get out. Okay. Let's not have our student athletes go down that pathway where they just, hey, you know, because we can't rely on our parents to do all the work. Parents may not know as much as we do, far as when it comes to coaching and scouting. And I get it. Say, Clarence, I don't know Nick Saban. I don't know Coach K. I don't know these big-time college coaches, man, these college programs. I'm just doing my job. Well, that's where you can pick up the phone and just call some local colleges in your community. Call some colleges in your state. and say, hey, I got some student athletes I would like for you to check out. I appreciate you can come down. You know, you're welcome to visit. That's how you get the ball going. You just can't sit back and expect scouts to always come to you. All right? Come on now. And with these AAU coaches, same thing. All right? We got parents donating, selling snacks. I mean, just doing whatever to raise money for the team hotel, team jerseys, team pitchers. I mean, these tournaments, these sneakers. I mean, stuff costs, man. And parents are paying you. They're paying your program. The least you can do as an AAU coach, go above and beyond for your program, for your team, for your parents. Get these kids into college. Make sure they, you know, following up, you know, success in the classrooms. See their report card. Hey, before you join my program, let me see your report card right now. Because here's my requirement. You got to have a such and such point grade average to even be on the team, to even be coming to practice. Set those standards. You can't say it's always a parent's job. It's the school administration's job. And you charging all this, and you requiring all this for your program, right? Go above and beyond. Be above and beyond. Not all, some of you coaches. There's ways to get better. Just giving you some pointers. Okay? Not trying to, you know, say you're doing wrong or nothing, but we can always get better as coaches. Okay? There's always room for success. There's always room for growth, only if we allow it. Okay? Because some of us don't. Some of us got our own ways. We're stuck in our own ways. And when things don't work out, we wonder why things don't work out. Okay? Let's be above and beyond. Let's help the school administration. Let's help parents. Help our student athletes. You know, that's help. That's how we grow. That's how we become a better, you know, society, a better community. Man, that's a great program over there, man. They don't only care about wins and losses. They also care about what the student going to be doing after. Can that student call me four years from now after he leave my program, after she leave my program? Okay? And it shouldn't be, hey, they don't want to play sports. I don't know what to say. You can still do something. Like I said, we got military. We got job corps, college. There's options, man. Okay? Ladies and gentlemen, there's options. We got to believe it in our heart and in our minds. I am tired. That bothers me when I'm out. Like I said, I talk to a student athlete, a former student athlete. What are you doing now? Oh, I'm not doing nothing. I decided that sports wasn't for me. I'm like, why? Oh, well, coach, you know, I didn't have any college looks. You know, nobody looked at me. Nobody scouted me. Let's get the ball going early. That's, come on now. They ran through a wall for us. They helped some of us got student, championships, you know, state championships. They help got state playoff appearances. They help the program succeed. The least we can do is help them. Student athletes, as well as coaches, work together. Okay? That coach may got four championships. That coach may have some titles. Okay? But that coach ain't did it alone. Those student athletes helped out to help that coach be successful. So why can't that coach help those student athletes be successful? Off the court, off the field. Let's do that. Let's think about that. Go above and beyond. Be above and beyond for these student athletes. We all, like I said, we all know that high school player we went to school with. That middle school, that elementary, that primary player that we went to school with, growed up with in the neighborhood. They was dominating on every basketball court, dominating on the football field, backyard football, you know, field. Dominating backyard baseball, dominating baseball leagues. And 10 and 15, 20 years from now, we like, man, what happened to that person? They doing what? They locked up, huh? What? You know what I'm saying? And a lot of that comes in because the student athlete didn't have no direction after he or she was done playing with that program. All right? And they had all the scouts, everybody coming out. They were a star in town. They were a star in the community. Everybody know their name. Town shut down. Businesses shut down. Attending a parade for that star player or player, student athletes. We know. You know what I'm talking about. We just knew that, man, he going to be, hey, he going to make the NBA. He going to make the NFL. She going to make the WNBA. Okay? She going to be successful. She's a great volleyball player. He's a great baseball player. We know. We all got that one classmate or classmates where we just thought, hey, NBA all day, NFL, WNBA, top volleyball star, top soccer star. She gonna make it. He gonna make it. And when we see them, or see them, find them on social media, it's a total opposite of what we thought.